Centennial Broadcasting presents Valley Feedback, a look at the people and issues making news in our community.
Welcome to the program. I'm Robert Allen. This week's guest is retiring Lord Fairfax Community College President Cheryl Thompson Stacy. Welcome back to the show, Cheryl. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for asking me.
Your retirement was announced in June. Was it a difficult decision?
In many ways, it was a difficult decision. Lord Fairfax Community College is just such a special place to me and to so many other people, and we have a tremendous team in place. I've enjoyed just about every single minute of my 9 years here at LFCC. So that's hard to turn your back on and walk out the door, although, of course, I'll still be supported and committed to the college. But it is hard to make that decision.
Well, what are your plans in retirement?
Well, for 3 months, I'm not going to do a darn thing. My husband and I are going down south for January, February, and March. And then I have to decide if I like not doing a darn thing, and somehow I don't think I will. And then I just need to decide what it is I want to get involved in, most likely on a part-time basis, after we return to this area.
Let's talk about how the college has changed over your tenure. Enrollment growth, that's one area. How much has LFCC grown?
Well, it's grown tremendously. For several years, we were the fastest growing community college in the state of Virginia, and we still rank near the top of those that are growing the fastest. We have close to 10,000 students each year, college credit students each year that we serve. And in addition to that, we serve 11,000 individuals through our workforce training or non-credit program. So almost 21,000 individuals come through our doors every year.
What are the factors behind that growth?
Well, there's a lot of different reasons that people choose to come to LFCC. Certainly financially, it's a very smart decision. We're about one-third the cost of the average state university tuition costs in Virginia, so that's a huge plus. The quality of education that we provide, our faculty are just tremendous, so you're getting a very high-quality education at one-third of the cost. You can't beat that. It's certainly convenient for many people. The closest state universities to our area, you have JMU about an hour south and then GMU about an hour east. So there's nothing real close that people could commute from their home. So that is an additional drawing card there. Certainly those that are already working, we provide training and degrees for them to get either a promotion or to be trained in a whole new field and get a better paying job. So that's an attraction for our non-traditional students.
Is LFCC poised to continue growing over the next several years?
Yes, I believe so. There's so much happening in our area. Things seem like they're exploding. We have a lot of new large businesses moving into the area. We have housing developments going up everywhere. There's one that just started in Middletown. So there's going to be a lot of people coming to the area. Those that move here will most likely have children who will need a college education, whether that be an associate degree or certificate, or if they're going to transfer to get a bachelor's degree. So I think we're poised very well to continue that growth.
I'm Robert Allen, speaking with retiring Lord Fairfax Community College President, Dr. Cheryl Thompson Stacy. Well, the number of degree programs has also climbed during your tenure. How important is that for a successful institution?
It's very important because we need to meet the needs of the local business and industry. We need to train people for the jobs that are available, and that changes. That changes as technologies improve or are created. We were designated a center of excellence for our cybersecurity program by Homeland Security. So that just happened, I think that was about 2 years ago, but our cybersecurity was a new program, and to receive that national recognition was just wonderful. So that's just one example of a new program that was developed and offered, again, to meet the needs of the hiring community and the hiring businesses.
Well, the college's endowment has also grown. That's important as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Unfortunately, the one thing that I look back on and is very disappointing is the decline in state funding for higher education. We've had a lot of budget cuts from the state of Virginia for higher education, which makes it very difficult to continue to develop new degree programs, buy new equipment, hire people, be able to retain our wonderful employees that we have here. So when that funding continues to fall, then we rely more and more on our donors to make up that difference so that we're not passing along all the costs to our students, because we need to keep tuition at a very reasonable cost. So our private donors are so important to us, and they have stepped forward and helped us out tremendously.
New buildings and locations have also occurred. The Middletown campus, let's start there, how it's changed, particularly with that student union building. Is that a highlight for you there?
Oh, it absolutely is. Yes, I consider that one of our great accomplishments. That was something our students had asked for a few years. And that's a good example of a building that would not be built with state funding. There was no state funding for that, and our foundation came forward, and we were able to build that facility on land that our foundation owns, so it's not even a state-funded building. And our students just love it. It's a wonderful, wonderful fitness center and restaurant and bookstore, study areas, and they just love it. If you look at our facilities in totality, about two-thirds of our facilities at all of our locations are either brand new or have been renovated extensively in the 9 years that I've been here. So that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and you've got some work underway there in Warrenton. What's going on there?
Yes, we had our groundbreaking ceremony, and we will have about a 40,000 square foot science and health professions building that will soon be under construction, with hopefully a start date of fall of 2019 to be open. And again, that was desperately needed at our Fauquier campus. The original building was built about 20 years ago, and they need additional space and additional labs, and the community will make quite extensive use of the conference center and other amenities that will be in that facility.
Well, I also wanted to ask you about the Luray expansion, how that's been, and the establishment of Vent Hill.
Yes, we opened our fourth campus. I guess it was, all the years run together when you've been here. I think it was about 2 years ago, and that was in Vent Hill, the very east portion of Fauquier County, which was quite exciting to have another location. And we were recently offered land in Luray to build a permanent facility. We have been leasing the center that we occupy in Luray for the past 11 years, so now we will be able to build our own campus in Luray. So we're just getting starting on the fundraising efforts there. And as I said, we were donated 6 acres of land near the Walmart on 211.
I'm Robert Allen, speaking with soon-to-retire Lord Fairfax Community College President Dr. Cheryl Thompson-Stacey. What are you most proud of over your 9 years leading LFCC?
There's so much that I'm proud of. Really, we could stay on the phone for a couple of hours if you have time. there's so many things. If I could just narrow it to a couple. I don't think I can pinpoint one, but I've been very proud that we've been named one of the great colleges to work for in the entire nation for 6 years running. And in the past 2 years, we've been one of only 3 community colleges, again, in the entire nation to rank highest in the categories that they measure you on for great colleges to work for. And I think that says so much about the people we have here at LFCC, their dedication, their commitment, their respect for their colleagues. And that means the world to me, to have a place where people want to be at work, they're happy. We work hard, but we have a great time. And then the second thing is we routinely survey our students at LFCC for student satisfaction with a variety of areas. And we have 98% of our students that say they would recommend LFCC to a family member or friend. 98% of the students that come here feel that they have a worthwhile, satisfying experience. So that's just wonderful.
What are you going to miss most about the job?
Oh, that's easy. That is just one answer, and that's the people here. Best team I've ever worked with in my entire career, and I've had a long career, and I've worked at some wonderful places with some excellent people, but nothing can match the team that we have in place here. We have terrific staff, faculty, administration. Our students are fantastic and just a pleasure to work with each and every day, and I will miss that so much.
Holidays, of course, are here, and that means a new semester is right around the corner. Where can people find out about course offerings and other information about LFCC?
The best place to find out is our website, lfcc.edu. But if they wanted to sit down and talk with anybody at the college, I welcome them and invite them to come to the campus, any of our campuses, and see what we have to offer. Take a tour. We're happy to give tours if people want to just come and look at the facilities and see if it would be a good fit for them. But the best place to start is our website.
Yeah, and I think it's important to repeat how many offerings there are for, you know, the existing workforce out there. There's credentials, there's programs, there's brush-ups, there's a lot of things for workers out there, not just students, you know, dual enrollment high school students and, right, and typical age college students.
That's for sure. We have everything from A to Z. I think we have, if you are interested in the trades, we have a truck driving program we just started a couple years ago, and that's been so successful. We're starting a heavy equipment operator program at our Fauquier campus. So we have all of those types of training in addition to the dual enrollment you mentioned for high school students, for people who want to transfer and get their bachelor's degrees, pretty much anything you could want we have here at Lord Fairfax.
Lord Fairfax Community College President Cheryl Thompson-Stacey, thank you so much for your time and all that you've done for the community, and best of luck in your retirement.
Well, thank you. And the community has been so welcoming to me since the day I arrived, and I will never forget that. Just people who care about what's happening, who want to make a better place to live for everyone who lives in this region, and that has been so heartwarming.
You've been listening to Valley Feedback. We encourage your comments on today's program. Valley Feedback is a public affairs presentation of Centennial Broadcasting.